Blog Talk Radio.
You are my all in all. What an awesome song. To know that, God, you are my all in all. And I want the world to know that you are my all in all. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you. I'm excited today. I'm excited what God's going to do this week. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of prayer. And after that, I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a sandwich to start the week off. And and then we'll go from there. So, Pastor Bill, if you give us a word of prayer, and Evangelist Renee, give us a sandwich this morning. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Good afternoon, everyone. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are for Christ, the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Your life is hid with Christ. Heavenly Father, come before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless the listeners. Bless our pastor, Father God. Father God, we give you thanks for this day. We're thanking you that we can come to be in your word, Father God, and open up our hearts to receive this word, Father God. Bless you to be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with the bereaved family, those that are sick and shut in, and those that are going through. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask that you bless our pastor, that he will continue to teach the word according to the word of God and also be led by the Holy Spirit. And Father God, we just ask that you allow us to receive it so that we can keep it in our hearts, Father God. As the scripture said, engraft the word of God into our hearts. So Father God, we're just praying for each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, that you will continue, Lord, to have your way in our lives. And we give you thanks for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Shall we and be glad in it?
We shall. I like that.
We shall.
Amen.
First piece of bread will be John 14:6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Our second piece of bread will come from there we go. We're in John today. John 13:14. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. Amen.
Amen.
And inside our sandwich, we're going to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us.
Say that.
And our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, for that awesome prayer, and Evangelist Renee for that sandwich.
Amen.
I received that sandwich because I needed to hear from John. But hey, brother and sister, we got a good lesson this week. Somebody may say always, but we got a real good lesson this week because in a way we're talking about the same thing about revelation knowledge. Listen, brother and sister, it's about adding more knowledge, more knowledge. I know you guys are well-read. I know some of you is well-versed in scripture. I know some of you all have degrees and all that. But it doesn't hurt to add. I don't know anybody that don't want to add more money, more money, more wealth, more help. You want to add. And to add more knowledge is to come to who you really are in Christ. So the more knowledge you have about who you are, the more you become like Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about this week, the mystery. See, the mystery is revelation knowledge. It's something that has been hidden. So we're going to talk about several things this week pertaining to revelation knowledge. And as quiet as it kept, brothers and sisters, that's what we're living in. We're living in revelation right now. Things that are being revealed on a minute-to-minute, hour-by-hour, day-by-day basis. I mean, all kind of knowledge. And then the Bible had already said it was going to happen, that in these last days, how men are going to seek out the knowledge, and the more they get, the dumber they get.
Mercy.
You know why? Because they're not getting revelation knowledge. They're not getting what God wants for us. That's just so important. So important. That you eat what God say to eat. You do what God say to do. And that's what we're about. We just want to just add some stuff to you already got. One of our foundational scriptures, well, we always know it's going to be Peter. And we also know it's going to be Colossians 3. Because we're still trying to teach the fact that you are resurrected. And you're going to have to celebrate that. You're going to have to believe in the resurrection. Now, because you say it don't mean you believe in it. You got to believe in it. I know you're a Christian. I know you've been saved. I get all of that. But listen, brothers and sisters, Martha, she knew it too. And she said to Jesus, even now, the Father do whatever you ask. Well, and that's true. But what they got to do with resurrection, you see what I'm saying? Had nothing to do with it. Like people today, they say they all this, all that, but they don't believe in the resurrection. Sad.
Yeah.
That you don't know that you've been crucified and you've been buried. And if that be the case now, you should enjoy the resurrection, your new life. And he just confirmed what 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. That becomes a reality now. Now that you understand that you're living a resurrected life and you're not living according to the flesh. But our first scripture, we're going to give you a lot of them tomorrow, but I'm going to kind of dive into this one today. It's in Colossians 1. 27 through 28. And we're talking about believing in the resurrection, believing in the mysteries that God has given us, believing in his teaching, not man's wisdom, but God's wisdom. So I'm going to ask Pastor Shirley to read it from the Messenger Bible, and I'll read it from the King James Version. It reads like this, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, who we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, and that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Bring the message. God, everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing, The mystery, in a nutshell, is just this. Christ is in you. So therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. That is the substance of our message. We preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. Christ, no more, no less. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to be talking about this mystery. And he pretty much makes it plain. But see, you got to kind of go back for a minute, and then we'll come back there. Because see, there was false teachers in the Colossian church. They believed that spiritual perfection was a secret and hidden thing that only a few privileged people could discover. Not everybody now. But only a few folks. Their secret plan was pretty much meant to be exclusive. You know, like in some organization, you have exclusive people that's supposed to be much higher than other people. Isn't that something? How they want to make the pastor greater than the member. Or make the prophet greater than the teacher. God never did that, people. But people teach that kind of stuff. They put you on a pedestal if you name Bishop Tutu or Bishop whatever. They put people on a pedestal. God never put folks there. And you need to bring them back down where they belong. We all are part of the body of Christ. And we all ought to be doing what the Word of God say to do over there in Ephesians. We'll get into that this week. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, the secret plan that they had, and they had been teaching, that it was some kind of exclusive office. So Paul said that he was proclaiming the Word of God in its fullness, not just a part of the plan. He also called God's plan a mystery. That's what I like about this. His plan is a mystery. And let me tell you, brothers, you know, a mystery is something that's not really understood beyond understanding. Well, what are you saying, preacher? A mystery can be there can be something hidden there, the secret of something that's real spectacular or something that that everybody don't get and everybody. So Paul said, "Oh, it's a mystery, but we finna solve this mystery." Yeah, that's what he was saying. You know. It may be puzzling to some people, but we're going to make it known. Make like a riddle. You know, sometimes people have riddles and nobody can solve them. We're going to get into that this week. Secrets and why. Why did they think like this? But you know, Paul, I just thank God for this man who walked so close to God that he was able to just tell the secrets and the truth. And listen to what it say. And let me go back here for a minute. I got to go back here. I want to finish my point. But what he says was, let me get back over here to this scripture. He said, the mystery among the Gentiles. Now, first of all, right there was a mystery. The Gentile was not supposed to be equal to the Jews. Hello, somebody. I just might preach anyway today. But people have a way of putting you in categories. And it's just been a practice, especially in America, because if you black, you're at a certain place. If you white, you're at a certain place. And you may not even believe this, but that was even taught in the black neighborhood. If your skin was a little lighter than somebody else, that made you a little different than somebody else. Because, see, they always saw things through the optical nerve. They never saw the spiritual side. They never saw what was going on in a person. They always wanted people to understand from a spiritual. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, there was one group thought that they was better than another group. And they said, you know, the black man is not as smart as white man. And there was another group who practiced that, hey, and when they wrote the Constitution, they wanted to make the black man one-third of a man. How can he be one-third of a man when he got two arms, two legs, two feet, two... I mean, he got the same thing you got. But you want to make him smaller. See, that old religious stuff came all the way down and was put somewhere in the Constitution in some states. But anyway, so Paul called God's plan a mystery that he had been kept hidden from ages and generations. Not in the same sense that only a few would understand, but because it was hidden until Christ came. Hallelujah. See, some of this stuff couldn't get out till Christ got here. But through Christ, it was made open to all God's secret. His plan is in Christ. And the scripture says, and in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, is the hope of glory. So God planned to have his son, Jesus Christ, live in the hearts of all men who believe, not everybody, but to a believer that would believe that the resurrection, that they were part of it. See, this is another one of the mysteries that people have to come to know. Not that God don't want you to know. God wants you to know. He wants you to, every Gentile, like the Colossians, do you know Christ? Is he not hidden? If you will come to him, I mean, if people will really start believing and get to know who Christ is on the inside, not on the outside, but on the inside. So the secret or the mystery here is that who Christ is. And he explained it in that next verse. He says, well, let me go back and grab it. It says, what is the rich? Well, first of all, it says, to whom God would make known. God, well, who are we going to let know this? Who are we going to make known his will? Who is going to make known his plan? Who is going to make known what is the riches of his glory? Woo! Man, if you only realize you live in the glory right now. When I tell you you've been resurrected, you're just as much part of Christ's resurrection as he is. Don't let folks fool you. The scripture plainly tells you that if you've been risen with Christ, see, if you've been risen with Christ, you celebrate the resurrection, but do you celebrate the resurrection of your life? That's really important, brothers and sisters. Why you just, Christ don't want to be out there by himself. He don't want to be alone. Well, we're celebrating Christ's resurrection. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of the teaching nowadays. People don't, they just see what they want to see. They won't see the scripture as it says. It says, if you, been risen with Christ. So if you've been risen with Christ, that's part of the resurrection. So the mystery is in that resurrection power, the riches of his glory. That was glory, man, when Christ was resurrected.
He was
operating in the glory. He had victory. Remember we talked about the victory? Man, when you got victory, when you win a championship or whatever, then you got victory. That means you got glory. You're glorying. So they was glorying in the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. That's the mystery right there. Bam. There it go.
Amen.
The mystery which is in Christ, man. It can't get any plainer than that, brothers and sisters. The secret is out, okay? The secret is out. It's not a puzzle anymore. It's not complicated. It's not like the Rubik's screw, whatever those things is. You got red, white, blue, yellow. It's how to do it now. It's out there. And that's what I love about the internet. God done put everything out there on the internet. He's exposing it. That's for us, brothers and sisters, for the Gentiles. They become just as equal to a Jew as a Jew is to another Jew. There is no difference in Christ. When you're in Christ, they're neither male nor female. They're neither bond nor free. We're all of the same. There's no big eyes in you. It's for real, real. Yeah. The pastor don't have no more authority than the teacher. Oh, where you get that from? Well, I just read that over in Ephesians 4. That's where I read that at. Last time I checked, we all doing the same thing. Edifying the body of Christ. That's what the assignment is for everybody. Not just for, well, you know, the pastor does this and the pastor. Where you get that garbage from? Where you get it from? Where's it at in the Word? Don't give me your definition. Don't want to hear it. I want to see what the Word of God say about it. That's what got a lot of folks messed up now. That's why it's important, brother and sister. Strip yourself of all that craziness. And you know, Lord, I want the pure Word of God. I want the truth now. And He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. But the Bible says that the mysteries among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Christ in you is where the glory is at. Yeah.
All right.
When you can believe that you've been resurrected, not just saved, not that Christ is able to call down angels, not that Christ able to speak to the water and it's obey, not that Christ is able to do miracles. You got to believe in the resurrection. Now, when you do that, you're going to see Christ in you is the hope of glory. And then Paul says, who we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom. So we're going to deal with that a little bit this week, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Woo, that's awesome.
Yes, it is.
You're going to be able to present every man perfect. I don't care what they did, how they did it. Once we can get them in Christ, they're going to become perfect.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We got some work to do. Don't get it twisted. We got some work. I'm still working. I'm a work in progress. Sometimes I'm going to the right, to the left thinking. I have to pray every day, brothers and sisters, that God bind this flesh up.
Yeah.
Because it's not hard to get folks angry. Oh, when you look at society and what's being done to us and so forth and so on, as a people, as a culture, that ripped us apart. Well, I have to ask God to keep me in that spiritual place so I don't see the other stuff that's going on, that I don't care about that, that I'm more concerned about Colossians 3:2, that I set my affection. I want my affection to be on things above and not on things beneath. See, your affection is important, brother and sister. When you talk about your affection, that's what you care about. That's what means something to you. When you affectionately care about something, man, that's important. That's very important. So when I read, and he says, set your affection on things above, listen, brothers and sisters, that's where your affection have to be, on things above. And then I like this part, and not on the earth. See, you can't allow your affection to be on things of the earth, because for you know it, you'll be joining black power, this power, that power, the Ku Klux Klan. You'll become a KKK. Man, don't put your affections here. Oh, yeah, y'all probably don't know this, but there's some black KKK, too. Oh, yeah. Well, I know some of y'all probably laughing, but I can show it to you and prove it that they were KKK. But that's because their affection was on things of the earth. And the Bible said, don't let it be on that. That's why folks is in these worldly churches. He said, don't put your affection on these worldly churches. Well, we got to sell barbecue then. We got to do this because their affection is on things on the earth. Well, we got to fix up the church. Who said that? That's your, you got a wrong affection. He said, don't do that. Don't put your affection there. Well, Pastor, they won't let me do this. And they, good. Praise the Lord. Now set your affection on things above. See what Christ got for you. He got something different. Anyway. Okay. Well, that's what the lesson is going to be about this week. I'm excited. We always take a few minutes. Anybody have a question or they want to make a comment, this is the time you do it right now. But that's what we're going to be talking about, believing in the resurrection, man, believing in the mystery. It's a mystery. We're going to talk about the glory of God this week. I'm excited, man, because that's what you want to live in. You want to always live in that victory. And that victory is being part of the resurrection. And if you're not part of the resurrection, you don't have victory. You got about what everybody else got. Uh-huh. And then you'll never rise above that. And God wants you to know that you got victory over the grave. And you can speak to the grave and say, where's your stain? Yeah. You can speak to death and say, oh, you couldn't hold me because I died. I'm hid in Christ now. You can't do nothing with me because I'm in Christ. Mess with my big brother. That's what you do. Can't do nothing with Christ. And he can't do nothing with you either because your life is hid in Christ. He don't know you because he don't know Christ. Bible says if he had known Christ, what the Son of Glory, not anybody, they said they never crucified him, the Son of Glory, because he didn't want everybody to get that glory. And you can get that glory right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Okay, anybody, just press one or hallelujah. Anybody?
So, Pastor, I like to read Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10. It says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Anyone? Okay, if not, we'll see y'all on tomorrow now. Be ready.